This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. At least one of the two strikes affecting Los Angeles for the last month appears to be about over. Transit mechanics, who have been off the job since mid-October, are being called back to work, while negotiators seek non-binding contract arbitration. From member station KPCC, Rachel Miro reports.
It's a partial contract that mechanics will be voting on Wednesday. The union and management at the Metropolitan Transportation Authority have yet to reach an agreement on the sticking point at the center of the conflict, health benefits. But MTA Board Chief Xavier Oslovsky said that matter will be dealt with separately, as part of a 90-day arbitration process. Both sides, he said, felt ridiculous talking while the strike continued.
The 400,000-plus riders who depend on the MTA to get to and from work, to and from school, to and from the doctor, and other things, they have suffered the most. They have had their lives turned upside down. It's been a disaster for them.
Yaroslavsky added, something still needs to be done about the MTA's, quote, culture of triennial strikes, referring to the last major transit strike by drivers in 2000. But Neil Silver, president of the local amalgamated transit union, defended the walkout, saying the negotiation process had become simply irrational.
I'm sorry this strike happened, but I don't apologize for it. My members come first.
The MTA bankrolls a union-run health fund that's worth $17 million annually and bleeding red ink. The union blames rising health care costs. The MTA blames union mismanagement. Both sides also disagree on how much each side should contribute going forward. Right now, single workers pay nothing for health care, families just $6 a month. Mike Benton, an MTA mechanic for 21 years, says he knows it was too good to last.
I mean, I think everybody's resigned themselves to the fact that it's going to be an increase. It's more a question of what is the increase.
Benton was prepared to strike for as long as 3 months. So were many of his colleagues, who voted overwhelmingly to reject the MTA's so-called last, best, and final offer less than 2 weeks ago. But among the MTA's 400,000 affected commuters, it's a different story. Union Station is the heart of LA's public transit system, the third largest in the country. There are lots of buses and trains running here. Most just don't belong to the MTA, which explains how Executive Assistant Doreen McVeigh has managed to survive the strike largely unscathed, even though she commutes from Garden Grove in Orange County to downtown LA.
The mechanics were being unreasonable, in my opinion, because there's not too many companies in Los Angeles that pay for the employees' insurance as well as their dependent coverage. And I'm a little disgusted with them for going on strike over something that's stupid.
Alberto Luna of El Sereno on the east side of L.A. is angry with both sides. He fills potholes for L.A. City's Public Works Department and says he's been using vacation time to offset his getting to work late.
The facts are kind of like muddied because everybody says it's one thing and it's another. You hear MTA complain about this, you have the union complain about that. Who do you believe?
Many MTA customers have had to hitch rides or cobble together strange, circuitous commutes that involve long walks, expensive taxis, and exasperating waits. That's the case with Gustavo Hernandez, the accounting student at Cal State University LA, bikes part of the way from his home in Midtown before catching a privately run bus at Union Station that takes him to East LA. His 45-minute commute has ballooned to 3 hours.
Eventually, we are the ones who's going to be paying for any raises or whatever. So I don't understand why they took so long to solve the problem. See, eventually the people, the working people, is the one who's going to be paying for everything, you know, for all the damage that has been done to the city.
Buses and trains are expected to be fully operational by Thursday. But MTA officials acknowledge that with every prolonged strike, more riders are likely to give up on public transit altogether and join the millions already crawling on the clogged freeways of Southern California. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.